You want to intro the episode?
I am entering the episode. Welcome to Standby Podcast.
That's a hell of an intro, buddy. One.
Have you heard of this True Brain? By the way, True Brain. Let's get sponsored by True Brain. That'd be cool. True Brain. We should tag.
You started off saying I
remember
drunk.
To tag True Brain when you hit True Brain. True Brain. True Brain. No, it's a thing that I drink. It's like neutral things for the brain.
Okay.
So it's like.
Is this a gimmick?
No.
This is real.
No, this is recommended by a doctor.
Was it a Shark Tank pitch?
No. It's actually that. It's out there. You buy it.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but you take it, and it's like it helps you to like concentrate and to get sharp. It's kind of
You remember like Adderall? It's like Adderall,
But it's like natural.
All right.
Like Limitless. Remember Limitless, the movie?
I do. That was a pill.
Yeah, so it's kind of like that. You take it, and you're like, whoa. Like I took it the first time I was
in
New York. No, but it's like. It's kind of like a better Red Bull or
Seltzer. Because that's what I'd say. Because I think it's got a great effect on you, but you haven't done much drugs in your life.
Yeah. I mean, no, I don't want.
I've had more experience with drugs, so I might have this and go.
It could be that for you. It's like this is just water, man. This is just juice. Well, but for the normal person out there, that's not a drug addict like JJ.
Thanks for labeling me experienced.
So I took it. So yeah, that's why I'm energetic.
Right.
But
really?
But it's cool because it keeps you sharp.
Yeah.
Like it's more for like, I need to focus.
Yeah.
Like Adderall, but not Adderall.
Yeah. And Adderall's a prescription drug, so it's allowed.
Yeah.
Right?
But people
is that
abuse
it?
It.
Is that? That's how it works in America, isn't it? Everybody's hooked on drugs
that's
in
it.
America because that's capitalism.
That's the game. That's the game. How are you, man?
I'm pretty good, man. You know, just plugging away, getting used to being back. We had some tour dates canceled and stuff because of COVID.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of like looking at that schedule going, I hope the world, can we call it normal? I'm supposed to be in Florida in 2 weeks.
You'll be fine over there.
They're not canceling shit
it's
in Florida.
I was just in Florida. I remember I told you last week. So don't worry. They're not canceling anything.
It's going to go through.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Just
don't wear your mask.
Yeah, and other than that, it's nice to be back in LA. I mean, I've been taking the bike out more, and it's crazy because it's January, or almost February, and so it is nice to be in this city that we can do that in January.
Oh yeah, no, it's great. Yeah,
shorts and a sweater.
I played tennis before I came here. So, it's great.
Yeah,
weather is perfect. So
we're a little bit spoiled.
That's the beauty about living in LA.
Yeah, man. Right. And speaking of being spoiled, because they're hosting the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl, yes.
Which is
Hopefully the Rams make it because LA Rams. Because right now it's Rams. Who is it?
San Francisco.
Against the Rams, yes.
And the Rams, and then Kansas City
against
and the Bengals,
Cincinnati Bengals. Yeah. So probably it's gonna be Rams. Kansas City.
That's what it hopefully looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so. So are you going to go?
Do you have money? are you crazy? What kind of question
Are we going to find a way to sneak in?
That's a funny thing because it's like if it's just like, I don't know how it's in Canada, but like in concerts in South America or whatever, you can actually like sneak in somewhere. Like you can't sneak in the Super Bowl. Like there's no way they're going to. You can't.
Yeah.
You know, like there's so much security out there in there, you know.
What would be the best strategy? Try to skydive in?
Yeah.
Which
has been done
before, hasn't it? It's been attempted before. We could just pretend to be reporters. Can we deck ourselves out?
You
can be from Telemundo and we'll kit you out. You'll have a mic. I'll be your cameraman. And then we'll scam our way in.
Let's do it.
That's pretty much the only chance we have.
Because how much are the tickets?
Last I read, they're up to 1,200 already.
Yeah, that's crazy.
For like nosebleeds.
No. For up there, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I would not pay that even if I had the money.
Well, this is the you have to really love football.
Yeah, I guess I would not. I really will not. I mean, especially for the teams out there. I mean, I'm not a fan of the.
I mean,
even though I want LA to win, but
yeah.
I will not pay for that. Either.
Yeah, I want to have a party in my city. Yeah, that's basically what I want. And that's the other thing, too. For the value that you would get of spending all that money on going to the event, I often think I'd rather go to the bar with the other locals. And, you know, drop the money on a few rounds there.
For me, I mean, like, I'll take this and travel. I mean, I'll take this and go to Europe. I mean, I'll go to, you know, Thailand or go to Japan. Yeah. I mean, like $12,000, you can get a good trip.
$1,200,
yeah. Oh, $1,200.
Yeah. Did I say 1,000?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I thought you said 12,000.
Holy shit. Did I say 12,000?
I think you did, yeah.
Holy shit. I didn't mean that. I meant 1,200.
Right now, StubHub's least expensive ticket is 761.
There that's we go. Cheap. Is that up in that? Yeah, that is cheap so far. I mean, somebody's undervaluing their ticket at that.
That's actually kind of cheap, you know, like, because I thought it was like 12,000, you
know. Oh, yeah. No, not for a nosebleed, but I imagine, yeah.
Yeah. No, but I mean, I'll definitely go if I get invited, you know.
If it's
if
free.
If there's somebody out there that wants to invite me, I'll go.
You basically mean.
I'd be like Newman on Seinfeld when, you know, when Jerry has a ticket or something and then, like, and then he gives it away or whatever and then it's Newman. He's like, oh, hello, Newman. You know, so I'll be Newman.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'll do it. I mean, but, yeah, no, I mean, so, like, but it'll be fun. I mean, having the Super Bowl here, you know, especially,
I think,
like.
That's one of the advantages of being already at the destination is that you can even consider it. Because we're already in LA.
Yeah, you're not.
But I read so much, and I talk to so many people who come here for it. I know everybody, like, it's a nice destination, Los Angeles, anyway. But I don't, like, some people are spending about $5,000 to come, you know, with hotel expenses.
Yeah. I mean, you're coming to with a family or whatever. Yeah. Even if it's just two people, that's $3,000 right there, just to, like. Because you're not coming just for the thing. You're coming a couple of days, you know, whatever. You're going to spend money on the hotel. The hotels are probably jacking up, you know, like going all the prices crazy. I mean.
Yeah, everybody's going to get fleeced.
Yeah. So, like, that's, I mean, I just, that's the thing that I'm like, again, like, I'm a fan of sports. But, like, I don't know if there's any one team that I'd be like, all right, I'll go and travel all the, spend all this money that I don't have just to, I mean. I guess the only thing right now would be if Venezuela ever made the World Cup.
Ah, that's a good one.
That'd be
well
the,
done.
Because so they never made the World Cup. They suck. You know, it's true. Like, everybody knows.
That's a good point. That's a point of national pride.
Just like a thing just to be like, look, I'll go just to listen to the anthem and they'll lose, you know.
Yeah.
But at least they're there. You know, I'm like,
I'll go to watch them lose.
Yeah. Like three games, you know, because they're, and that's it. But like,
spend a lot of money.
But I mean, but like, that's the only thing that I consider would do, you know. But in terms of other stuff, I mean, I guess I'm a fan of, you know, of a lot of teams, but like, I'm, you know, that whole like, well, I'm going to spend all this money just to go.
That's
see them.
Exactly how I feel too.
Especially the World Cup or like the Olympics. I mean, something that's a little more like 4 years, more like, well, this never usually happens. But like, if it's like any professional sports, every year.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say. I feel that I was lucky enough to often live in the destination already. So if we lucked out, right? If we, say somebody sees you perform stand up in the next couple of weeks, some big corporate dude, and he's like, "Hey man, my company's got a box, and you're just this comedian who impressed him," and you get
at that point, I'd be like,
"That's often how stand up comedians get their way into events."
I don't know what kind of dudes are getting after your shows coming to you, like Alfred. I mean, that'd be like,
"Oh, I've seen some cool shit, man. I got the box for Tool at Staples Center. I've been to see a few things at Staples Center."
I'm sorry, but if I get like some dude after
a
show's like, "Hey man, I got a box in the Super Bowl. You want to come in?" I'd be like.
You didn't have to make it sexual.
That's why you made it.
I did.
It was very sexual.
But did you find that sexual? Dude,
it was very sexual.
Dude, I was just saying, if you performed.
No, you're like, hey, man, I got a box, you know.
Yeah,
you
there's
go, man?
Box seats in stadiums and stuff.
You made it like sexual, so I was like, weird.
Wow, there must be something about me tonight. Because
like, hey,
there was nothing sexual about that suggestion whatsoever.
Agency, I got these tickets. I mean, hey, you bring your girl, you know, I can bring my girl. Okay, cool, I'll go.
Yeah, exactly. That's all I was saying.
You're making it more like, all right, you're gonna.
You just have a naturally sexual voice.
I know. Did you think I was saying, like, so you perform stand-up, and then afterwards the guy comes up to me, he comes up to me and goes, hey, man, if you suck my cock, I'll take you to a game.
That's why you said...
I was valuing your performance as a stand-up comedian. I wasn't saying he just runs into you and goes, hey, man, suck my cock, I'll take you to see the Super Bowl.
That's why I ask you. It's like, do you get a lot of offers? You're like, yeah, I get a lot of offers.
Yeah,
like,
dude, I've seen tons of shit because of my stand-up, not because I suck cock.
You kept saying this, like this is actually happening, you know, which is, hey, man, you did it. Good for you.
Actually,
bro.
I've had my cock good sucked and been given a ticket afterwards.
I've had a
sexual encounter that I've gained from, but more them giving something to me.
So wait, hold on. All right, let's so I think JJ just realized he's like, ooh, I said too much.
No, not at all.
Okay. So what? You said that you had a sexual encounter and then you got a ticket out of it?
Yeah, sure. Yes.
So,
yes.
So you went with somebody that's like, hey.
I had a one night stand with a girl once and her father owned a football team. I won't mention which one in England. And then, so that was
Ted Lasso.
On Saturday night. So we got together on Saturday night. And then on Sunday, she took me to the football game. And on Sunday night, I was on the train back to London.
Ah, okay.
But that ain't bad.
Yeah, it's a good night.
But it was because right. did you go out with her just because of that? Did she tell you that or you?
No, we had a lovely.
But did you know that it was because of the football thing?
What, you think she just slept with me?
No, you. Obviously, she's the one.
No, not at all. It wasn't even a consideration. Okay, it wasn't even a thing. But anyway, my point is, my original point is, it wasn't sexual at all. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it was. You slept with her.
No. My original point that say we've got the Super Bowls coming to Los Angeles. Yeah. You know what? Your brain juice or whatever it is you're drinking has just got you horny as fuck today. So it's not sexual at all. I'm just saying that as a comedian, you perform and often you're given benefits when you meet people.
Yeah.
And so they can go, hey, I've got a box.
You. Yeah, of course.
All right. So see, it's no, good. No, yeah. All right. So that could happen. That's one of the benefits of I love he's everything okay.
Yeah, it's good.
His brain's going a mile a minute. He's ahead of everything.
He really is working overtime.
I'm watching numbers. It's like beautiful.
Holy shit. So,
What's the craziest show you've gotten from?
Just from fans or friends, or just from casually meeting somebody? I mean,
I got in tips. Like, I got money. Like, people like
just
give me
the
like,
tip.
Just the tip. I've gotten tips.
Is nice.
Yeah, like sometimes, like I remember in Vegas, I was selling some whatever merch that I had at the time.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, he just gave me like $100. He's like, sorry, I don't have any change. He's like, no, just keep it. I was like, okay, cool. So stuff like that.
Right.
You know, I've gotten, I'm also like very always weary too of like when people are like, hey, you want to do this? You want to do this? I'm like, I don't know who you are. I mean,
right.
Like, so I'm like, that's why I'm like.
I'm a bit wary of that too. Like if
me,
I was
like,
performing
yeah,
and somebody came
like,
up
hey,
to me after
go to the
show.
Super Bowl,
yeah.
I don't know who you are. I'm like. I don't know who you are.
You would be a little bit afraid I'm going to have to put a show on in the box. I'm going to have to do, they're going to be like, now Francisco Ramos is going to do five minutes of stand up.
I'm thinking you would be worried about that. No, I'm thinking.
Oh.
Yeah, I go that. I go there.
Wow.
I go all the way. I'm thinking.
Holy
like,
cow.
Kill me, kidnap me, you know, whatever. Tie me up. You know?
Right.
Yeah, you're like, a show? No, I'm thinking, oh, this guy just wants to do some crazy stuff.
Well, the good way around that is to just go, I'll meet you at the venue. But
Do you remember the Soprano episode where the guy gets caught, where the guy catches one of the guys sucking dick in the parking lot, and then the guy's like, "Hey, you want to go to a Yankees game? Come on, you go to a Yankees game." And then the guy is like, "He doesn't go to a Yankees game because he's afraid. He's like, I think he's gonna kill me."
Oh, then I do not remember that episode. But that's Sopranos is based on real life, right?
Yeah,
so.
Is.
Yeah. Oh, holy shit.
New
well,
Jersey.
How much? Okay. So we live in the destination city. So Staples Center, very popular. Oh, that's what I was going to say, too, because I lived in London for the 2012 Olympics. Mm. I was living in London at the time. I don't know if I would have traveled to London had I not. I don't know if I would have been inspired. Like, let's go cheer
for
Canada.
Olympics is different. It's kind of like if the World Cup comes here, like, you know, to the U.S. and they're going to have some games in L.A. That one I will go. That one I will try to because it's kind of like. there's more opportunities to go, or even to go to a different city just to see somebody. Yeah. You know, you're already there. You know, like it's gonna be. And again, I think it's more like stuff that's like once in a lifetime kind of thing. I mean, that's the thing about professional sports. I mean, every year. It'd be cool to go. Like if I have the money. I mean. For me, I was saying, like, I would like to go to the Super Bowl, just not for the game, but for the halftime show. Have you seen who the halftime show is?
Well, they're separate tickets as well. Yeah, it's the who's who of 90s hip hop.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like, I mean, like Eminem, Dr. Dre.
Did you see that those tickets are more expensive than the Super Bowl tickets?
Wait, you can buy just to
you
go
can
to that?
Buy just halftime show tickets.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
you can buy just halftime show tickets.
Yeah, that's the fun.
Maybe
thing.
Brian might need to confirm this, but yeah. I think they're more expensive than the Super Bowl tickets.
Game? Yeah,
yeah, you can get down on the field for that performance.
Yeah.
I mean, what is it? 9 minutes?
No, that'd 10? Make it like 20, 15.
Oh, okay. Is it to 20 minutes? But
I mean, yeah, it's not going to be a full concert, but I mean, I wouldn't pay just to go see that. I mean, if I'm paying for the full thing. Might as well stay.
Right.
You know, for the game.
Yeah.
You know, but like, I mean, I'm more interested to go on the, you know, for me to watch, you know, all these hip hop artists that I like, you know, instead of the game, you know what I mean? I'll watch a game, but I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, no, that'd be worth it too. But what I was going to say about London was being in London, so I had my parents actually came over to see it, so they spent money on. But I think I would like to think maybe I added to the destination.
Yeah.
So it was a bonus, but they paired like a trip to London visiting their son.
Yeah.
And I got some tickets, you know, we went and cheered on like Vancouverden, I remember, is a Canadian rower. He won the silver medal. So we got to see that, and we got to see some field hockey and stuff. I didn't get in to see Usain Bolt,
but you're getting
unfortunately.
Like, I mean, I
but that was what was fun about having that
I love that
already
JJ
being at the destination.
He's like, hey, I got the tickets for like the least watched sports.
No, you can't.
Like,
that's what
hey,
I was
you
just.
Wanna, you want to watch some? I got some tickets for rowing. It's like, all right, I guess we'll sit here and wait until they finish.
That's what I was trying to explain to you, is that you had to bid on, you had to, it's like a lottery. You don't just get the tickets.
Yeah, like the
so we
cup.
Couldn't get tickets in. You are a mile a minute this week. Holy shit.
You want an energy? Somebody, you get.
Oh my God, man. You're cooking, dude.
He's all over it.
So the thing is for the Olympics, yeah, so we got to see field hockey and stuff like that because you have to apply and it's a lottery system.
Yeah.
So we didn't get into
the
stadium to see Usain Bolt. Oh,
my
is that a,
did it. My friends, when they went to Brazil or Russia, I think it is like that. You apply, and then you hope, and then you don't know what you're gonna get.
Right.
So it's like you get like, oh, now I'm gonna have to watch, you know, the Ukraine against Russia.
Yeah.
Which is probably gonna happen more of a right now and then.
Which must make a lot of people must flip it for money. Then a lot of people must they must enter that lottery to try to win it, and then
sometimes you get that. I mean, and that's another thing too. Sometimes you go. And that's the thing, being in the city, because then you can actually buy, like, you know, being in the actual stadium and waiting for somebody to, like, give you, like, look, I think, fine, give me whatever euros just to buy, you know, to get in, you know, like StubHub, you know, kind of thing. But, like, so, yeah. So, I guess that thing. But, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. When you're in the city, it's always, like, you have more of a chance to go because you don't have to do all the traveling part of it. Like,
it's nice.
It's
and
a
I,
spending thing.
And that's what I would say I have found of my benefit sometimes to already be in the city. That's what we need to do. We need to put the feelers out and see if there's anybody who doesn't make it to Los Angeles. And maybe that's it, dude. Maybe we need to go down to the stadium and just hang out and then wait 1 minute before kickoff see who's failed to come in and get, like, maybe we can get a huge discount on the tickets.
I mean, that's how people do it. I mean, I know, like, people have done it like that. Not just for the Super Bowl, even for just, like, basketball game, you know, like you go to a staple. Didn't you say that you did it?
I did do it for the Pittsburgh Steelers once with my parents. My parents came and met me in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. I was working in Pittsburgh and we went to a Pittsburgh Penguins game and we went and saw the Steelers the next day. And we were tailgating and stuff and people were going into the stadium and we didn't have tickets yet. And I remember my father was freaking out. He's like, well, this isn't going to happen. I was just hold on. And I'm just there on my phone and then last minute, then boom, probably got them for like a third of the price or whatever and got in.
Of course, because they got to get rid of it, yeah.
Yeah, so that's it's not a bad strategy.
But I don't think it works for the Super Bowl.
I don't think it would work for the Super Bowl. I don't think people are going to fail at making it for that. Plus, if you're going to come all the way to Los Angeles for the Super Bowl, you're not just coming for the night.
You're going to stay here for like at least 4 or 5 days. You know, you're going to go and see other stuff. I mean, and even if you're just coming for the game, you're still staying 2-3 days. You know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you know, and I think just the fact that it's done here in LA, I think there's a lot. I mean, probably like 80-90% of the people that are going to be there are just from LA.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, I don't think that many people. I mean, unless
Don't you think it's the kind of event that's like packs the hotels and stuff that
No. I mean, I think it is. I don't know. I'm just saying because of like the people that will go to that too, just because of the money and all that stuff. I think they all live here. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think it's hard for I don't know whoever makes it, but like somebody from Cincinnati to make all that money. I mean, unless you're like one of the richest people in Cincinnati, whatever, you know, but it's hard for like a normal fan to be like, all right, I'm going to go there.
Yeah.
They were saving for
it. Well,
I guess
that's what we're talking about. Like, it has to be a really big deal to you, doesn't it? Cause
it could be a thing that like, I mean, at the end of the day, anything you values are created just by what you give to them.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, for me, I won't pay. I mean, I'll pay. Well, let's say somebody offers me a ticket, you know, like to go to Super Bowl. I mean, I'll pay, you know, $200, $300.
Right. Okay. So you need more than a 50% discount on the current going rate.
Yeah. And I'm talking about good seats. I'm not talking about Give me. I don't want nothing nosebleed. No, all the way up there. Give me like.
You want to be squirting the water into their mouths during the game.
He wants to get hit with sweat.
I'll even go to 500, but that's it. But that's it. I mean, that's the thing, the value that I'll, because of. 500,
that's all right, yeah.
The value that I give, and also the money that I have. You know what I mean? I don't have that much money to fucking do that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's kind of like, but yeah, but for some other person, like, I'll do my life savings just to go to this game. So it's whoever wants the value. It's like you said, it's what's important to them, you know, to that person.
Like, I went and saw Beyonce, but it was because it was free.
You wouldn't pay, like, there's a lot of concerts that people go, like, hey, you want to go to this concert? I'm like, yeah, if you take me. I mean, I'm not going to pay for it. I mean, because first of all, I won't know all. It's very annoying. The worst thing is to be in a concert and you don't know the songs. That's the worst.
True.
That you're right. You're like, just like, you're just waiting for that one thing. Yeah. All right, now this one. It's like, yeah, everybody knows that.
And everyone else around you knows it. So you're like, all right, you're just bouncing around looking like an asshole.
Yeah.
That happened to me when I got in the trap of going to see Creed. Remember Creed?
With
that arms, what a
wow.
I went to see that at DC when I used to live there. I don't know why I bought tickets to go see that.
Yeah.
And then I get there and I'm like, they're playing the songs and I'm like, what is the realization of like, I'm in a Creed concert. What am I doing now? And then I'm like waiting for like, you know, the few songs that I knew. And I'm like, why am I watching the Creed concert?
Yeah, I've been in that
like
situation.
A lot of people, the realization of people that when they will go see a Nickelback too.
Right.
And they're like, oh man, I paid to go. I don't know. Actually, I like Nickelback.
I'm sure they have their fans.
I like Nickelback more than Creed.
They're huge.
I've
got a lot of singles.
I've been to see Westlife on a date.
Westlife?
Yeah, and they're a boy band.
Oh boy.
Man.
And I went on a date. It was a terrible.
I never heard. What's Westlife?
I felt alone. I've never felt more alone amongst 10,000 people. They're called Westlife. They did a cover of At the Car Wash, I remember, at one point.
But where are
and
they
I was
from?
Just contemplating
American?
My life. I think they're British. I guess they might be Irish. I don't know. I think they're British.
It looks like they have a lot of tour dates in Dublin.
Wait, they're still playing?
They probably are on their second wind.
Yeah, like that. Like
they were
new,
probably
like
big
the,
99 to 2008, and now it's like, now they're nostalgia kind of thing.
Westlife.
But I remember feeling that way about, I don't know any of this stuff.
Yeah, I know. It's like being in a party that you don't know anybody. That's what happens. You know, when you go to a concert, you're like, and you're just trying to have fun, but you're like, I don't know anybody here. And you're like with the drink on, like, and then pretend that you know, you're like, you're busy. You know, you look at your phone and like a million times because you don't know anybody.
Yeah. So here's what I'll tell you about London is the London Olympics, for example. I was going to say, this is why it's an easy decision for me sometimes if I'm, you know, you can spend all that money to be at the event and sure build memories or whatever you want to call it, but didn't.
What was that?
But we didn't get tickets.
Why'd you do that?
Build memories.
Why'd you said it like that?
Well, because that's the main argument for spending all that money to go in there and like, it's going to be really memorable. We're building a moment. We're building memories.
But why are you getting
$700?
Well, because I don't think that, I think you can build just as good of a.
Build memories.
Yes. So
we're running out of time.
Okay, you can use it for that. Holy shit, dude! I think this is okay. Yeah, anyway,
this is the most hyped I've ever seen. Francisco,
this is the most hyped.
What are you talking about?
he's on fuego, man. He's fucking. You're pumped. Fuego. Do you have a show tonight?
Yeah, later on. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, you're gonna hit him. You're either gonna smoke the audience, or you're gonna hit some sort of crash.
Yeah.
You know, what's this stuff you've been drinking?
I
call
you. Use
it's
it.
Called.
He's gonna
brain.
Go up and do 2 hours without them stopping.
I know.
He's gonna do every bit of material he's ever done, and flies through it.
So in London, we applied for the Usain Bolt tickets. You know, to get in the stadium and see the big race and everything. But by where I lived in North London, Holland had bought like a convention center, right? There's Alexander Palace, it's called. It's up on the top of Muswell Hill. It's like a big convention center. It's got a little hockey rink in it. And Holland had taken it over, and it was Little Holland. So they had decorated in Dutch flags and everything, and they had a couple of kiosks and, you know, pretzels and beer and all that kind of Dutch stuff.
Yeah.
And we walked there. I walked there with my parents, you know, and you paid like $10 to go in. So if we'd have won the lottery, we would have paid $250 each to go into the stadium, which would have been awesome, and it would have helped us build a memory. But instead, we ended up at this Dutch, you know, little Dutchland, little Holland, and watched the race on the big screens there and cheered. It was all Dutch people. Well, mostly. It was probably about 85%. Dutch people, and that was just as much of a great memory.
Yeah,
and we walked away going, all right, well, that was less than $50, and it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, no,
I have to admit, I'm a little bit like that when I see these big prices for these destination sports and stuff. I might just
want to go there and just eat hot dogs around the stadium.
Yeah, it's well,
sounds pretty good.
Sometimes I just want to stay at the tailgate party.
Yeah,
like my friend, like Dave, you know, Dave Waite.
Yeah, he
took me to the Grateful Dead's tailgate party when they just played Hollywood Bowl.
Okay.
And I didn't have a ticket to the Grateful Dead. Yeah. And I was actually like humming and hawing whether he's like, come down and hang out for the tailgate. So I did go down. Yeah. It was pretty awesome. I learned a lot about the band. I didn't get in to see the concert or anything. But just hanging out at the tailgate was pretty fun.
Yeah.
I was a little bit heartbroken when the concert starts and the tailgate kind of winds down, and then I'm just left in the parking lot. Going, oh, where's all my new friends?
Yeah.
We were having fun.
You didn't get into the party.
So,
that's the best part of it anyways, is when you're hanging out grilling and drinking some beers outside. They should just have fields for games where they just put a big screen up and just let people watch
that.
And feel.
Events. I mean, I know for like tennis they do it where like they have like, if you don't get into the stadium,
right,
you're still watching the games outside of
that's
the stadium.
That's fun.
Yeah, like Wimbledon, they sit on that big hill and
even
stuff.
Even in Indian Wells right now in Palm Springs. You know, I did it when last year.
Yeah.
You can do that. So that's
cool. So I'm saying that sometimes I see the benefit of – sometimes it's the company you keep and not whether or not you get into the
which
sounds weird. I'm sure there's probably people listening at home that are like, nah, man, you got to spend the money and get in there.
It depends on the value that you give to the event or to the
thing.
You know, it's whatever you want. I mean, some people
like
spend money on doing whatever they want, and that's fine. That's their right.
Yeah, and we want to hear this from you guys too. Anybody listening at home, let us know what you would spend money to see, because we got a listener here, Hector VBB. I wanted to give a shout out to him because he dropped me a message. So he lives over in Scotland, and he was writing me saying that he would happily part with $2,000 to $3,000 for a weekend if it was to come and see one of his favorite hockey teams play in, like, they do an outdoor classic in the NHL.
Yeah.
So he's in Scotland.
Okay.
And he was saying that he would happily drop that money to come over.
To come here?
Yeah, he said because, you know, the NHL does these outdoor,
they do these big outdoor games.
They
do it in North America. They don't do it.
They have Scotland. Yeah, they have professional hockey in Scotland, but it's nowhere near the caliber.
But I'm saying, like, he would travel all the way here to see his what's his favorite team?
He doesn't say sporting event.
Hector VV, Vancouver. Yeah.
He said flying over. He just said that that's what he would do if it was to catch a great hockey, a great out. Like he likes the outdoor one, yeah. which the NHL does once a year. Yeah. So they just pick two teams.
Yeah, yeah.
But he thinks that that would be an amazing experience. He also says, and then he, I like the way he ends this message. He goes, but he goes, I'd spend $2,000 to $3,000 for the weekend, but that would be a once in a lifetime trip. So he sees that value in it, which is cool. Yeah. And then he goes, I mean, fuck, my fiance spent $4,000 for 6 days shopping in New York and and saw basically fuck all. So so to each their own. Yeah, everybody's
again, it could be somebody going to see, you know, the fashion show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's for them their Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, again, it just depends on the value that you put to anything. You know what I mean? I think.
I know. So are we curmudgeons that we don't attach enough value to it? Because my upper end is about $2,000.
I guess I would do other stuff. Like I would pay more for other stuff. That's. I mean, right now I kind of think of it. Even maybe like meet with people or like have like a dinner with somebody or something like that. Maybe. I would pay that or like more of like that.
Yeah.
You know, like me, like instead of like, okay, I'm going to watch an event or something.
Yeah.
I mean, tennis, I love tennis. I would definitely go watch, you know, a final, you know, Wimbledon, you know, all this stuff. Again, depends on
if
I'm there or not.
Yeah. You wouldn't go like $10,000.
No,
you go,
no.
Like I know we're, wrapping this thing up, but you just made me think of another, I've got a pretty good example for you, but do send us in your examples.
Yeah,
let
you,
us know what you guys
Victor.
Would like
gonna,
to travel
Victor,
to.
Right?
Hector VBB.
Oh, I was going to say Hector, and then I was like, oh no, it's Victor. I know. I mean, I knew it was one of those like Hector, Victor names in Spanish. So I wonder, but is Hector from Scotland? Is he actually
from
Scotland?
Scotland? Yeah.
All right, cool. But well, Hector, thank you for sending that. I mean, that's awesome. And if you have any other questions or what do you guys think, what you would do, how much use money, let us know. We'd love to hear it. I mean, I will obviously share it in the podcast.
Now, you just reminded me. So my brother-in-law came to see when Boston played the Dodgers in the World Series. And that was another great thing about me already living in this city. He loves Boston, right? He grew up on the Boston Red Sox. So he obviously paid for the flights. It came down. Crashed with me for like 4 or 5 days. But I remember we felt very lucky that so we went to the game twice. We went to like game two, maybe game two and four or something, or two, I don't remember how we saw the final game. Actually, he saw Boston win the World Series, but luckily we were looking at the StubHub and the tickets were too expensive for that one game that went like 19 innings. You remember that game?
Yeah.
There was one game that just went forever. Okay. It was hours and hours. And that was the one game we didn't get tickets to. And we were moaning and complaining. But then we went to the bar and we spent the whole evening in the bar. And we were so glad that we were there because we were like, oh, my God, for the what we would have spent $500 to get in to see that game, we've spent it on many beers in a bar because you know you don't want to pay the Dodgers prices for all those innings.
So you spent $500 on beers?
Well, I'm just saying the equivalent of what we
you got a
what
problem,
would have been.
JJ.
Wow,
Francisco's
gonna be in rehab for this drink soon.
You're the one that's spending. I'm glad that it could, instead of paying $1,000 on the.
No,
Dodgers.
Dude, getting into the game.
I know.
What
I know
okay, all right. So,
jeez,
I don't want to be around when you're on the come down. Holy shit! My God. So yeah, let us know what you guys think.
And subscribe, follow us, write us, share, do everything. And thank you, Brian, for being here. And Tony.
Yes, thank you, Brian and Tony.
Bye, hello.